This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Norris, you know, depending on treatment, will probably make the trip. Kalik, not feeling as well today, so he's in the concussion protocol.
I'm sorry, did you say Norris will probably?
If everything went well today with the off-ice treatment, he'll be making the trip.
So you need to see Kalik have some improvement before he might show up on that trip.
Yeah, so, you know, that could be tomorrow. You know, it's a day-by-day to see where he's at.
On schedule to go with you guys?
JJ is coming, feeling really good, but I mean, obviously he hasn't practiced, but got a really good report on him today.
So is it possible he could play tomorrow or no?
I think it's possible, you know, based on, you know, he only skated this morning, so I guess we just weigh how that goes.
We have four games coming up on the road. First with the Bruins, they're so different with all the moves they made. Is it more just pay attention to what your game is and worry about what the Bruins are going to do?
Yeah, we have to play a better game on the road. We haven't played. I thought the last 40 minutes in Montreal was good hockey. The Detroit game was not good in any sense. We got to simplify our game. We got to take care of the puck better. We got to stay out of the penalty box on the road.
Are you playing with enough, enough intensity, enough purpose on the road at times? I mean, it's hard to believe when you sit here in the middle of March and look, you have 9 road wins. And it's just, you see some of the way you guys play at home. How do you translate some of the jam we see here to some of the games on the road?
I think, we've played better defensively, a lot better defensively at home for the most part. And we got to take that on the road with us. Keep it simple. Manage the puck. Look for opportunities. I go back to the last time we were in Boston. We played a really good game that late penalty hurt us. Then we went to the island right after that and played a really good game. That's the type of hockey we need to play. Patient, and then when you get your opportunity, take advantage of it.
And really, that's 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago.
Yeah, really, to see that. I'm talking a long time, yeah, where I'm reaching back and looking at games that I really liked.
How has Uka Pekka responded to the workload? I mean, he's never played this much in his career, at least as a pro. And how do you think he's just handled it?
I think he's handling it. I thought, solid game. I mean, there's been ups and downs, but sometimes it's tough to judge your goalie's performance, you know, when you got to look what he's been facing. But I think from an energy standpoint, he's handling it fine. Mentally, I think he's welcomed the challenge. He likes to play.
What did you like about Peyton Krebs' game yesterday outside of the fight?
The back check he had on the 2-on-1, the back check he had on the 5-on-6 play that allowed us to, end up scoring the goal that tied it and eventually win it. Just his Like there's not a play he ever quits on. Like he's got a great engine. Like his skating, I didn't know a lot about him. I know his skating has greatly improved from even I guess from the Rochester days when he was there for a little bit. That is the type of engine that keeps you in the game and keeps you on a team, and it defines, you know, where he wants to get. You know, probably where he was drafted as is more as a skill, to becoming this guy that can go up the lineup, go down the lineup, get involved physically. He defends well. He battles hard in the face-off dot. I think he has to claw for almost every inch he gets in this league, and you got to give him a lot of credit for fighting for that.
Do you feel there's more there on the offensive end for him?
I do. I've had conversations with him about there's been great opportunities to shoot the puck. I'm going to reference the San Jose goal in San Jose where he shot short side top corner. There's odd numbered rushes where, you know, he's always deferred to pass, or he's been in the offensive zone and, you know, he's looking for a better play sometimes. So I'd like him to shoot a little bit more. I think his mentality is he's kind of looking to make a better play.
How tough is that for a guy who, you know, gets drafted as a more skill-based offensive type player and they get to the league and it's like they're put into the roles where it's, oh, you got to defend, you got to be physical, you got to stick up for teammates. That adjustment, how is it to help a guy weather that?
You know, I think you've seen him in a lot of different roles with us. You've seen him on the power play. He was in the power play earlier in the year for a little bit. He played up. There was a couple games he had 20-plus minutes, you know, when we went with 11 forwards and kind of double-shifted him. You know, the opportunity's been there to, you know, maybe produce more offensively, but just hasn't quite happened. But he's the type of guy, you know, when I can take a guy and, you know, put him up there at left wing or right wing, or he can play all three positions. And he's good. He's when you get him in those situations, he's really comfortable with it.
Sam had, you know, he was on that for that first goal against, but he seemed to settle down and played one of his better games this year. Just what did you notice from Sam yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I think, yeah, he let a guy go on the first goal. But I thought, again, use the speed. I mean, that's what you're looking for. Use your speed. He took one hard to the net. He made a couple plays offensively where he was on the puck. You know, that's really what we're looking for. Like, just be tough to play against. Use that speed.
And that overtime shift is a clear reward, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, we had to, you know, I was a little worried about, you know, Eichel with his speed, and thought we'd throw our speed guy out there, and he was having a good night. So thought, let's give him a look at 3-3.
It was interesting last night, or yesterday, he said to us that, he goes, we're finally starting to look like a team. And he said, whether it's on the ice or things that we don't see behind closed doors, he said it's different the last couple of weeks. Are you seeing those same things?
I think we know where we're at, so we're trying to create this identity of where we need to be and what type of team we need to be and how close we need to be as a team. We're working hard at that part of the game behind closed doors about what does it mean to be a teammate and how hard you need to work for each other and how hard you need to, you know, all references, you know, the Cribs back check again on the 2-on-1. That's a mistake that our D made, but that mistake got covered up because of how hard a teammate worked. That's a key part of being a good team, that I'm going to do whatever I can to bail you out of this situation.
How do you work on that? Because some of it, I'm sure, comes naturally, right? Guys caring about each other and kind of having that within them, but what can you do to kind of...
I can tell you that all these years, not everybody is going to like each other on any team. I don't care what sport you're in. But for that period of time when you put the jersey on and you're a Buffalo Sabre for 3 hours or you're practicing, you're a teammate. That, for me, is the most important part. you do what you have to do for a teammate, which will make you a good teammate.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.